Testing 1, 2, 3. This is Danny Nazvatarani, your host for Analog Archives, playing Thursdays at 6 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. If you don't know what Analog Archives is, that makes sense, because this is actually the very first episode of the show. And before I get into any sort of music-related discussion, I want to talk about what this show is, first of all, but why I decided to create it. And for those who tune into CJSF regularly, you might recognize my voice. I am not just the host of Analog Archives every Thursday at 6 p.m., but I am also the community radio journalist for the station, and I have been since October. Before that, I was also the host of Next Up from, I think, 2019 to 2024. So for about 5 years, I also hosted a sort of hip-hop, R&B, electronic, mixed genre show that played every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m., and ever since coming back to the station, I've always really wanted to reintroduce a music show, but I just didn't know what sort of concept I wanted to follow through with. And spending this much time at the station has made me really appreciate just how much physical music that we have here. We have thousands of records and tapes here at the station, and when I was combing through some of the old tapes, I would want to learn more about them. So I would, you know, go on Google and I would search up anything I could about these albums, and I just couldn't find anything for a lot of them. So I wanted to learn more, and that's sort of what inspired this show, Analog Archives, only on CJSF. This show is going to delve into the music archives of CJSF, specifically the vinyl records and the cassette tapes that are at the station. And hopefully we can all discover new things, not just about the music itself, but about these artists as well. You know, a lot of these people came out with albums in the 90s, and then when I tried to search for them, I could not find a single thing. So it is my hope that later on in the show, I am able to reach out to some of these people and find out where they are now, and maybe talk to them about some of this music that stumbled upon this station at some point in the 80s or 90s or even 70s. And I think that's going to make for some really great radio. So that is what Analog Archives is. You know, we're still finding our footing here, still developing the overall structure of the show. But if you want to stay tuned to Analog Archives, make sure you save the date, Thursdays at 6 p.m. And also go follow us on Instagram. We're at analogarchives__, where I'll be posting some photos of the physical pieces of music that I plan on playing every week. All right. That was a pretty lengthy intro, but a lot had to be said to explain what this show means to me, and what it will hopefully mean for all of you as well. So to start off today, I have a tape case in my hand from none other than Emily Farina. This is an album from 1990. It's called Return of the Repressed, and I never heard of Return of the Oppressed or Emily Farina, but this is someone who apparently was local to Vancouver in the late 80s and early 90s, who I have not been able to find a single trace of past that time. There was a double LP compilation of her music, I think in 2013. But again, when it comes to just who this person was and the music that they produced, I really cannot find a lot at the moment. So hopefully we can do a follow-up episode later. But for now, I thought I would play some songs off of Return of the Oppressed. The best way I can describe this music is sort of dungy, experimental, synthy, industrial, electronic. There's a lot going on here, and a lot to learn, I think, in the future. But without further ado, this is Emily Farina. First track, Ding-a-ling.
Yeah.
Once again, that was Dingling by Emily Farina from her 1990 album Return of the Repressed. I think one thing that is really exciting about not just this artist, this song, this tape, is that, you know, I've been here at CJSF since about 2018. I started more seriously volunteering in 2019. And this entire time, I've just been surrounded by these records and tapes of artists that have sort of cultivated the artistic landscape of Vancouver that I have just never heard of. And I'm so, so grateful that I get to share that with all of you. So we're going to keep playing some songs off of Return of the Oppressed. Before I do that, though, I do want to speak a little bit more about Emily Farina, someone who I do not know, and again, was able to find very little about. But there is some stuff about Emily Farina on the internet, one of which has to do with a posting for a double LP that was put out in 2013, and it actually has a description, so I thought I'd read some of that for all of you right now. The description reads, Emily Farina is a Canadian artist and singer known so far but only by real fans, that's right, real fans, of minimal synth-related wave music and cassette culture collectors. Like most singers, she started doing small gigs, slowly making a name for herself. By 1984, she was working under the Modamu record label out of BC in Canada. Her debut album, I've Got a Steel Bar in My Head, was released that year. The track Doomed to Fail was released on the Underground Vancouver 1984 compilation the same year. Goes on and on about other contributions that Emily Farina has made, but later on it says 5 years later, a third tape called Return of the Repressed was released. That is what we are playing right now. And it's just interesting that, again, there are some traces, and, you know, when I went online, specifically the Facebook page for the Vancouver Music Nerds shout out, there are other people wanting to know more. Regardless, I think I'm going to play another track. This one is titled Lonely Sunday. Once again, you are listening to the Analog Archives, only on a CJSF 90.1 FM. Burnaby, Emily Farina, Lonely Sunday. Take a listen. For those of you just tuning in, that was Emily Farina, Lonely Sunday. You are listening to the Analog Archives on CJSF. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour. And coming up, we've got one more track off of this tape, Return of the Repressed, by Emily Farina. This song is titled I Got a Big Gun. This one goes a lot of places, so stay tuned.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. arts and entertainment, well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts, public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
We are back again with the Analog Archives on CJSF 90.1 FM. The last track was titled I Got a Big Gun by Emily Farina. Next track that we've got to play is actually the title track of this Emily Farina tape. It is titled Return of the Repressed, which is the same name as the tape. And this one is a bit different than the others. It still is, you know, quite dark and gothic and industrial and loud, but I would say it's a lot less structured. And one thing that I thought was interesting when I saw or heard this track was that when you look into the liner notes of the tape, there's a part that says, wishes to thank Jenny for all her time and effort, and David for all his metal work. And it's not entirely clear as to what is meant by all his metal work, but I think this track maybe makes that a bit clearer. I don't know for sure, but there definitely are some metallic sounding noises within this one that maybe suggest that whoever David was, he contributed to this tape through his industrial noises. This track is also 5 minutes, and one thing I love about being the host of a community radio show is that I can play a track such as this and feel good about it, you know? Anyways, Emily Farina, Return of the Repressed, only on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.